Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse-sized switch-up in Ableton Live 12 using resampling as the main composition tool, and we're doing it with that old-school jungle, darker DNB, Roar's energy in mind. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. Instead of treating your loop like something you just repeat, you're going to perform it, print it, slice it, and mutate it into a new section of the track. That's how you get those moments that feel alive, like the tune is changing shape right in front of you, rather than just looping on rails. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. A drop feels huge because the section before it made the listener miss that weight. So our goal is not just to make something louder or busier. The goal is to create a proper switch-up, where the drums get ragged, the bass starts talking back in phrases, and the whole section feels like it's been bounced through a grimy warehouse system, before slamming back into the main groove. Let's start with the source loop. Keep it simple, but make it solid. Build a 16-bar loop with a main break or break-inspired drum pattern, some kick and snare support if needed, a reese or bass line with a clear sub foundation, and maybe one atmosphere or stab for context. This part matters more than people think. Resampling works best when the original groove already has momentum. You are not trying to rescue a weak loop. You are creating a loop worth transforming. Now route your sounds in a clean way. Put drums into a drums group, bass into a bass group, and atmospheres or effects into their own group. On the drum bus, you can use drum bus lightly, a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and only a subtle boom if the low end needs help. Keep it punchy, not smashed. On the bass bus, use saturator or roar carefully. A little drive goes a long way, and keep the low end mono, especially below around 120 Hz. In this style, your sub has to stay locked in. If the low end starts wandering, the club system will tell on you immediately. Now for the important part. Set up your resampling lane. Create an audio track called something like Resample Print and set its input to resampling, so Ableton records the master output. If you want more control, make separate audio tracks for drum resampling and bass resampling too. That gives you two options. Whole vide captures from the master and cleaner stem captures for editing. Here's a really important mindset shift. Treat the resample pass like a performance. Don't just hit record on a static loop. Move the mix, ride filter sweeps, throw in a snare delay, mute the drums for a moment, push distortion into the bass at the end of a phrase. You want to capture movement, not just sound. The best switch-ups often come from one strong printed moment that gets edited hard afterward. You do not need 10 layers of capture. One great performance pass can become a full section if you slice it well. Before you print anything, automate only the controls that create useful material. Good options are auto filter cutoff on the bass, echo sends on the snare, reverb sends for end of phrase haze, utility gain for dropouts or fake outs, frequency shifter for a temporary detune, and beat repeat if you want break fragments to stutter. Think of this like printing motion into audio, that's the trick. If the automation is good, the resample already contains arrangement energy. That means later, when you chop it up, you're not rebuilding every effect from scratch. Now let's focus on the break. Record a 4-bar or 8-bar stretch, where the drums are doing something interesting. Then open that printed audio and slice it. You can use sliced new MIDI track and let Ableton detect transients, or you can slice manually if you want more control. When you rebuild the break, don't overquantize everything. Keep the main snare where it needs to be, but let the smaller hits breathe. Add ghost notes around the snare with very low velocity. Drop in one or two slightly wrong hits for grit. Maybe a late kick. Maybe an extra tail from the break. That roughness is part of the jungle language. If you want a bit more swing, push the groove rather than flattening it. Jungle and old-school DNB often feel better when the timing is a little imperfect. That human-machine tension is a huge part of the vibe. A good move here is to use simpler in slice mode or a drum rack for the chopped break. If a chop feels too smeared, layer a tight kick sample underneath to recover the punch. You want the edit to feel alive, not flimsy. Next, print the bass line. Don't leave it as one static MIDI riff for the whole tune. That's one of the fastest ways to make a section feel flat. Instead, record a bass pass with your reese, your sub support, and some movement from filtering, chorus, frequency shifting, or distortion. Let it phrase a little. Let it breathe. Then resample that bass into audio and start editing it like a conversation. Make 1-bar call and response ideas. Add short stutters. Reverse a small swell into the next snare. Let one phrase be full and aggressive, then answer it with a filtered version. That call and response shape is very DNB. And it keeps the section moving. A strong bass switch-up often works like this. 1 bar with the full reese phrase, 1 bar with sub-only or filtered bass, then the Reese comes back with more drive, then a more sparse interplay with the drums before the return. That kind of phrasing feels intentional and musical, even when it's rough and heavy. If the resampled bass loses energy, don't panic. Just layer a clean sub underneath. Keep that sub simpler than the printed texture, and keep it centered. Let the printed bass carry the character while the sub holds the floor. Now we go bigger. Print the drums, bass, and atmosphere together into a full bus resample. This is where the warehouse feel really starts to show up. Capture the whole vibe as one audio object you can abuse creatively. While recording this full pass, perform a few moments of contrast, do a filter sweep on the drums, throw a delay on the last hit of a phrase, try a short take-stop style slowdown, mute the kick for half a bar, then bring it back hard. These are the kinds of moves that make the switch-up feel like a scene change instead of just another loop variation. Once that composite print is recorded, split it into useful pieces. Keep a transient rich section for the fill. Use the noisy tail as atmosphere. Reverse a short phrase into the next section. Pull out one hit for an impact. A single printed file can become multiple rolls if you edit it smartly. You can also warp the audio creatively. Use beats mode for drum-heavy material. Use complex pro sparingly for tonal parts. And if you want that smeared, degraded feel, don't be afraid to let some transient preservation go. Now it's time to arrange the switch-up as a real event. Put it between two strong sections of the track. A practical shape could be 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of main drop, 8 bars of switch-up, then 16 bars of a second drop with variation. In the switch-up itself, use contrast. Pull the sub out for a bar or two, then bring it back. Let the break carry the groove while the bass gets sparse. Add a high-pass texture to build pressure. Leave one bar nearly empty before the return. That near-empty bar can hit harder than another full fill. A really useful structure is this. The first four bars are break edits and filtered bass residue, the next four bars make the chopped break busier, while the bass answers in short phrases, then the next four bars push the tension with FX throws and degraded tails, and the last four bars strip back before the drop returns. If you want it more old school, let it feel like a sample bass tape transition. If you want it more modern and aggressive, keep the transients tighter and let the resampled texture act like a controlled rupture. Now mix the printed material as if it were fresh audio, because it is. Clean up the drums with EQ8. Cut thin ugly low-end clutter below 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, ease out some mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare gets harsh, tame the 3 to 6 kHz range carefully. On the bass, keep the true sub mono. Use utility if you need to collapse the width below the crossover zone. Check phase if you layered the original sub under the resampled bass. And carve space for the snare if the mid-range gets crowded. On the switch-up bus, use light compression or glue compressor just to hold it together. You only want gentle gain reduction. Don't flatten the life out of it. This section needs to breathe, even if it's dirty. Also do a mono check. If the switch-up falls apart in mono, that's usually a sign the low end is fighting or the upper harmonics are too wide. In club music, that matters a lot. The final layer of movement comes from automation on the printed clips. Automate filter cutoff to open a phrase over four bars. Throw reverb on the last hit of a phrase. Use delay feedback for one big tail. Add clip gain dips for fake outs and micro dropouts. You can even nudge warp markers slightly for a dragged fill. A nice advanced trick is to duplicate the switch up and make two versions. One can be cleaner and more DJ-friendly, the other can be more damaged and aggressive. Then you can pick the one that fits the arrangement energy best. A few things to watch out for. Don't print too much at once if you can avoid it. Separate drum, bass, and full bus captures give you better control. Don't overprocess before capture. If the source is already crushed, you lose transient definition and the edit gets harder to shape. Keep the sub mono. Don't quantize every chop perfectly. And don't drown the whole thing in reverb. You want atmosphere, not a low-mid blur. For darker D&B, a few extra moves can really help. Print one clean bass pass and one driven pass, then blend them. Use short breaks of silence before the return. Create answer phrases with filtered bass. Add grime with drum bus rather than just clipping the master. And remember that in this style, an 8-bar switch-up can often feel more dangerous than a huge 32-bar breakdown. Here's a quick practice exercise. Take one existing 4-bar drum and bass loop. Set up a resampling track. Record a pass while automating a low-pass filter on the bass, a short delay throw on the snare, and one drum mute on the last half-bar. Slice the printed audio into 1/8 or transient bass chops. Rebuild a new 2-bar fill from those slices. Then resample the bass separately, cut it into a call and response phrase, and arrange an 8-bar switch up with break chop, bass answer, degraded texture, and a pre-drop strip back. Finish with one mono check and one headroom check. The goal is simple. Make a section that could realistically sit between two drops in a jungle or darker roller track and still feel like a real arrangement moment. So remember the key ideas. Use resampling as composition, not just recording. Print drums, bass, and full bus movement separately when you can. Slice the break into a new rhythmic language. Turn the bass into phrases, not endless loops. Build the switch up around contrast, tension, and release. And keep the low end focused and club safe while the upper layers get messy and creative.